Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to Minority Minds Podcast and leave a 5-star rating on the show now. It helps move the podcast up in the algorithm and brings in more listeners, just like you. So let's keep growing the fan, whether it's on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, or whatever you prefer to listen to us. And as an added bonus, on Anchor, you can leave us comments, questions, and voice messages so you can be part of the show too. Thank y'all. And now let's enjoy the show. Love.
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching him for a long time. Yeah. I wish he'd hurry up and get to the league before he go to jail.
Right. Minority Minds Podcast.
And we back.
Halfway through the episode. Yeah,
halfway through. We back with another episode, Minority Minds Podcast. Tardy B's once again in the building. Repping Do It Ugly over there. Good vibes.
Is that Do It Ugly?
Good vibes.
Good vibes. Good vibes. Good vibes. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and DC Invest.
And DC Invest. Got Godfather over here. And Slum Village last night. You know, you carry for 3 months, and then you got one bad game.
nigga created half the houses over there in fucking Kensington. All them bricks.
It's all good. Gail tried to assassinate me.
Facts. No, he rolled him off.
Don't listen to him.
He undercut him. I thought he was dead. I said, get your ass up. You're going to lay down like Artest.
He ducked me on my head. Because I tried to intercept it like I was Deion Sanders, but I was like more like Fred Smoot. And like, all right,
Fred Smoot was a Pro Bowler.
They ain't believe me when I told them I had the 40. I almost cleared them.
I don't know. It didn't look like you was that high.
I was high enough that I couldn't land back on my feet.
He thought he was Lawrence Taylor, Ronnie Lott.
But nah. He had his sports all mixed up.
I only know Ronnie Lott because of NFL Street. Volume 1.
He said volume.
I'm not surprised
1.
By that.
Right.
I'm actually more surprised you know more sports people.
Yeah. I didn't expect for you to know Ronnie Lott at all.
Shout out to video games. He was a good player.
He was a good player.
He was a whole Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I was about to say, he in the Hall of Fame. He's also, he was a good player.
He based off his stats. He's a 92. He's good. He's good.
That guy right there, he did his work.
Yeah. He be covering sideline to sideline. I can't throw the ball nowhere.
He still playing now? Try to get his jersey.
God. Dang, man. That should be a topic for like next week.
What?
Video games that were lit when we were younger that.
Did we do
the
that?
Older
already?
Generation don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like we did that.
Probably did.
I feel like we did that.
We did a list.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. But make it like another one.
We want to be on it. That's why. That's fine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That work. We can do it now.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, NFL Street
while
was tight.
While you're thinking about it. He was just waiting to talk about it.
Exactly.
NFL Street, NBA Street. Man, especially Volume 1. Oh, my gosh, man.
The best football game ever made.
Blitz.
Blitz the League.
Wrong. League
or Blitz 2000. I ain't playing the league. Because 2000 was tight.
Blitz the League.
Blitz 98. What are you talking about? Dang.
2K5.
Nah, Blitz was more.
That was all right, but nah, Blitz the League.
2K5 was great.
It's amazing.
For modern games.
Exactly.
Because
you got the
Blitz,
the first
the
person.
League Blitz is the most
that ain't
realistic football game
ever. Yeah,
because
I'm doing drugs and shit.
Exactly. You could do steroids.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you could do steroids. You get to pick either you can lift weights or you could do steroids. If a player get hurt, you can either sit him out or juice him. Juice him and put him back out there. But it's like if he get hurt again, he out. And if you give him too much steroids and too much juice, then the commissioner gonna suspend him, and then you gonna get fined and all that. But then all you gotta do is go sign some more free agents and juice them up to a 99.
That's so fucked up. He got the Midas touch. He's just all on steroids.
All of them.
I wonder how true that was.
Brian Cushing, about to say.
So who?
Brian Cushing of the Houston Texans was getting suspended for steroids as a player. The Houston Texans hired him as their strength and conditioning coach, and he got 4 of their players suspended for steroids. He said, "That's what I used to do when I was in the league."
Nah, for real.
But like, he basically got kicked out of the league because of steroids, and you make him your strength and conditioning coach. He don't know how to strengthen nothing. All he know how to do is find a vein. You can't find a vein, just stab yourself in the butt cheek.
That's gross.
That's what I use. It works. If they're checking for tracking, shoot it between your toes.
So what's another game?
Man, Ninja Gaiden. Y'all play that game? Ninja Gaiden, Gaiden.
I know what you're talking about.
Ninja Gaiden. I never played. I hear that it was like the Assassin's Creed before Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
I heard it was one like the hardest video games ever. Like you couldn't get past level one.
I did, but levels 2 and 3 was something different.
It was out of control.
You know, I love Grand Theft Autos, but I've never beat one.
Me neither.
There was no need to.
So you like,
all you had to do was just go around
and do stupid
wreak
shit.
Havoc.
Yeah. And the missions used to get crazy after a while, though. Mm. Like, I feel like Grand Theft Auto kind of set the premise for the Fast and the Furious series. I was just like, how did we
get... The movies?
Yeah, because, like, come on, think about it. When you think about where Fast and the Furious is now from the first movie, it's like, how the fuck did we get here?
Man.
Yeah. I ain't see the last one, so I don't know.
It don't matter. Just think about the other ones.
They went to space.
The last one?
Yes.
For real?
Yes.
Oh shit!
Tyrese and Ludacris, right?
I think
it was Tyrese and Ludacris. There was a space,
but like basically the last one, what they did was they made fun of all their other ones because of how outlandish it became. Like
y'all started off a two-parter for the last two.
It's just like you started off as just illegal street racers, right.
and then you become about family, above
the CIA. That y'all like. Special ops. They call y'all solve crimes.
They're like
using cars.
Motherfuckers say, "Whatever you do, don't let them get in their cars." I was like, "What the fuck is that?" These niggas is boss level drivers and shit. Right.
Exactly.
It's fucking ludicrous.
And Ludacris was a mechanic scared to drive.
Exactly. Now he's a nigga driving. Tyrese, the motherfucker, is just the stupid dude.
Mm-hmm.
The comic relief.
Mm-hmm. Just always getting snapped on and shit.
Exactly.
What game was that I liked? Damn. Was it GoldenEye? Dang, GoldenEye. Everybody liked GoldenEye.
I'm about to say, you know, if you had an Xbox, you could play it right now.
The GoldenEye.
Yeah, they put it on the Microsoft store for free. Yeah, the Game Pass.
Did you play it on the Switch too?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Or Liberty City, Grand Theft Auto.
Which one was that on?
New York.
I thought it was Miami.
That's Vice City. Vice City is Miami. Vice City is Liberty Miami. City is New York.
Oh, that's the fourth one you're talking about. Yeah, GTA 4.
And the one with the black guy. That was fire.
Which one was that?
San Andreas.
San Andreas.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, yo, this is so racist.
That was the best one for
real. Exactly.
It was.
I got to go on the fucking, what was that, jetpack.
Yep. Facts.
Yeah. But like I said, how did you get there?
The fact that parents were buying that shit for their kids, and the kind of, motherfuckers had you fucking prostitutes, fam.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
motherfuckers just getting the joy. Car start
but
shaking.
You know, when you used to kill them after you paid them, they never had the same amount of money that you just gave them.
Because they gave it to their daddy.
She just got out the car. I killed. Like, I wanted my money back.
Cash after to him. Oh man, but what else? There was another game I was thinking about.
Well, Midnight Club Los Angeles Dub Edition Remix Joint.
I never played that one. I played the Dub Edition though.
Is that the one with the soundtrack with everything big?
Nah,
that was Dub Edition, right?
Yeah, that was a Dub Edition.
I think car games were so much better back then though.
They were. Of course.
Yeah, like Need for Speed 3, Hot Pursuit.
Yeah.
That El Nino car.
I don't know why.
Cheap car.
I don't know why the fuck they ever try to make it into a movie.
Oh my gosh.
I'm stupid.
They made it?
Because the way Fast and the Furious was selling.
Yeah, but, you know, you can't do another Fast and the Furious show right now. I have Fast and the Furious. Mm.
we Electronic Arts. We ain't never made nothing. But we about to make this one, though. We trying to tap into that market.
Who?
Another Tony Hawk.
Nah. Because they making another one. The skate joint.
I played that joint. It's not the same.
You ain't like it? I like that one. You probably played the very first one.
I want them to make another boxing game.
They said they was bringing out one.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've been looking at the, like, they keep putting little information out on YouTube about it, but.
I mean, we got that. We got NCAA coming out next year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. Football's back, baby. College football's back.
Year, but I think they delayed it by a year.
Yeah.
It must be, like, trying to get the rights to names and stuff like that.
Oh.
Because since the college kids can.
They get paid now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That joint about to be crazy.
Also, today's generation will never know how lit Bloody Roar was. That game, Bloody Roar, Dead or Alive. Dang, Dead or Alive was tight.
Oh, yeah, Dead or Alive.
Was it?
Freak joint?
Why wasn't it?
Because it's memorable for one thing, titties. Yeah, the juggles. Yeah. That's it. I don't remember anything else. Just
the fight mechanics were like that.
Shit.
You be playing trash Street Fighter.
You tripping.
That's the GOAT of the best fight games.
I hate Street Fighter.
Second best game. Because you suck. Mortal Kombat was the one.
It's just not fluid. It's not as fluid as Tekken, man. Tekken just way more combos. And I feel like Street Fighter just way too limiting. It's like.
But it was the genesis of the fighting games now.
Like, nah, man. Mortal Kombat.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
I would say 3.
3 was fire. I enjoyed 3.
I can't remember.
You could uppercut Bama's up to another level.
Oh, yeah.
Then you had the fatalities.
Dang. Wait, the other ones didn't have the fatalities?
No, I don't think the fatalities...
I think it was on 2.
Yeah, maybe 2. But the first one, no.
It was like, finish him.
Yeah.
Like, you could do finishing moves that didn't have fatalities.
Okay. Y'all remember Killer Instinct? I like that.
I ain't like that because it was just, the graphics was a little, it hurt my eyes on that one, so I couldn't even play it.
You know what else was tight, though? Max Payne.
I ain't playing.
Which one?
I would say 2 and 3.
Because the movies were trash.
You saw the movie?
I saw it. Fucking
yeah, but the movie didn't even really go with the game at all. Because wasn't it like demons and stuff in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like a drunk cop?
Yeah. Fucking Marky Mark ruined it. He did the same for Uncharted. No, Uncharted was cool. I like that movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I ain't watched it yet.
I watched. The only thing I seen that was on, it's on Netflix, right?
What?
Uncharted.
I think it was taken off now.
Damn. Because I watched the 90s show. I ain't watched that.
What'd you think?
I only watched one episode. I don't know. The jury's out.
Yeah.
They did all the fan service.
They did.
And I was like,
I'm like episode 4 into it now. Like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going
to just watching it now, waiting to see who else is going to show up.
Exactly. Is the fan show up yet?
Yeah. He's in there.
Is he married to a man?
Nah, he's he's like a owner of a salon, and you know how he's.
Of course,
Fez. He's a pervert. So.
Oh God.
Yeah.
That's gross. Okay. So, I guess we could talk about what we're talking about. Wait, Tom Brady retired today.
Yeah. Right. I'll believe it when the season starts that he's on nobody's roster.
I don't think he's. I think this one's for real.
Yeah, his voice was breaking up. Like in the,
he took a beating.
He did that shit last time.
Nah, he had a written statement last time.
But wasn't he tearing up?
But I mean, he said that he wasn't going to use the written statement because he did that already last year. So he was just on the beach.
I think he's done because you could tell he got the shit kicked out of him this year. Team wasn't very good. It really ain't no team for him. That he can go to that's going to help him win a Super Bowl. Mm.
And he's like, the statue quarterback is kind of done in the NFL. You got to be able to move. Like, you don't have to be Lamar Jackson fast or nothing like that, but you got to be able to move around. He don't got the feats for it.
So there is no, like, pocket quarterback no more, right?
Not really. Everybody has the ability to run. The ones that get hurt all the time, the ones that can't run. Oh, damn. Because then you're just a sitting duck. Like Matt Ryan gets the shit knocked out of him. Stuff like that.
Carson Wentz. I think, I don't even know if he's like really a starter or not. Andy Dalton.
He started this year.
But was it?
Yeah, he was a dual threat quarterback at one point. He could run.
Yeah.
Now he's just old. Shit's terrible. But, I mean, he's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah, no debate.
I just hate that they keep saying the greatest football player.
There is no there greatest is no football player.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's say, their opinion. What you think, B?
About Tom Brady being the greatest?
Yeah.
I agree with the whole, like...
Yeah, quarterback, right?
Yeah, I think he's the best quarterback.
But how many Tom Brady games have you seen? I'm curious.
I've seen a good amount. I mean, more than a handful. More than 10. More than 20.
The Atlanta Super Bowl, that cemented it. That was the one.
Shit, that was just...
Yo, I went to sleep.
Adding on to the last. He spent half his career in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but still, like, he was down by that much. Everybody counted him out.
Yeah.
It was the Falcons.
Nah, fuck
that. That was a good-ass Falcons team, though.
Always.
It was up 25 in by the third quarter.
And the offensive lineman got hurt.
It don't matter. Man, that's the Super Bowl, the biggest game of your career, and then all of a sudden your team just fucking sucks it, and then, like.
That's like when that year Peyton Manning got like destroyed in the Super Bowl when he was with the Broncos.
Yeah, against the Seahawks.
Then all of a sudden he come back. It's just like whether or not the opposing team was better or not, they was up by a large margin in the third quarter. And then they came back and won. Like majority of people, me included, went to sleep thinking like, yeah, they
lost. Over, yeah.
Oh, that shit crazy. That's like when T-Mac scored
the 13
points at 33 seconds.
Fuck, like.
I do it all the time.
Not last night. But, I mean, you think anybody's ever going to play as long as he did? He's 46 years old.
I don't think so.
Nah, I doubt it. Who's
the next oldest is like Aaron Rodgers, I think. Ryan. Oh, Matt Ryan. Yeah, he's
and
done,
Aaron
though.
Aaron Rodgers, I think both of them are the same age.
But Matt Ryan is probably already out of the league.
Mm-hmm.
He may not come out and give a retirement speech, but his ass is retired. Yeah. He's forced into retirement.
Yeah, most of them are.
So what about Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know. They talking about he might get traded to the Jets.
Yeah. But I only see him having like a good 4 or 5 years
shit,
left.
I don't think he has 4 or 5 years because he didn't really have a good year this year.
Yeah, but I mean,
what's a
he
good
didn't,
year?
But at the same time, I don't put all the blame on him.
He was the MVP the year before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Because they were definitely dropping passes like a mug.
They were. But he also was missing passes. No. Where's Uku at? So he can give us every rebuttal.
Right.
Like
he gonna bring in Anthony Simons for no reason.
But yeah, so do you think do y'all watch the games this weekend? This past weekend?
Yeah.
Games? You watch them?
Mm-hmm.
What you think?
I mean, what you mean? Like, what do I think is gonna happen in the
games?
I wish that the quarterbacks for the 49ers didn't get hurt so I could have seen like a real competitive game.
Yeah, that shit was trash.
But at the same time, like I keep trying to tell people, like nobody thought but the people that I know personally that are 49ers fans was like trying to say that the Philadelphia's defense wasn't good. And I was like, then after the game, they were just like, oh, the only reason why that happened was because our quarterbacks got hurt. Then I'm like, well, why did your quarterbacks get hurt? Because they were getting hit.
Exactly.
It was like, why were they getting hit? Because their defense
was hitting them.
You exactly. know what I'm saying? It's not like they was running. Like, they were in the pocket getting smashed on by the defensive end.
Check this stat out, Gil. The Eagles had 70 sacks, right? Their front four was responsible for 60.
Damn. Their line is that good?
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't Reddick hurt both the quarterbacks?
Yep. And Ndamukong Suh is a backup, like the fifth string D tackle on the team.
What?
Yes.
Damn. I mean, you know, I don't keep up with football. I swear last time he was on the Lions.
Nah, nah. He won the Super Bowl with Tampa Bay.
Oh, in 2020. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, that shit was
But yeah, and then with the Cincinnati game, I kind of just wish that that guy didn't, you know.
What is his fault?
I mean.
He played great. That was the best game of his life.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, so he got a unnecessary roughness penalty at the end of the game with, like, 8 seconds left that basically put Kansas City. It was a tie game. Mm-hmm. He gets the penalty with 8 seconds left, and it puts them in field goal range, and they just make the field goal.
Oh, so that's why I keep seeing memes of, like, the refs.
Yeah,
like,
nah, the refs. Yeah.
Pulling for KC.
It was bad officiating in both games.
In both games, okay. Yeah.
But it was really bad because, I mean, the kid was just running. Like, sometimes you got to think about it. If you're 260 pounds, slowing down is not what you're going to do great. Mm. So he's chasing after Mahomes, who's scrambling. And he's trying to slow down. You could tell he tried to pull up and everything because he almost tore his knee off.
Yeah.
Trying to stop himself from hitting Mahomes, and they still gave him the penalty. But it was a few plays before that. It was a play where Joe Burrow threw the ball. Like, the ball was gone, and the dude hit him and drove him to the ground. They ain't throw a flag. Mm. So it's like, you know. But it was other ways that Cincinnati should have won. Because really, Cincinnati should have won the game. Mahomes clearly couldn't run like that. And you could tell whatever they injected him with was running out in the third quarter because he started limping again.
So he's been hurt this whole time?
Yeah.
He got hurt in the game before.
Mm. Yeah, it looked like it was like high ankle sprain. And he's still out there playing. I mean, he played great, but it was just a lot.
So who y'all got?
Probably going to be Philly.
I want to say I'm going to go Kansas City.
All right. We going with the FanDuel odds over here. I got KC.
They got them as a favorite, right?
No, they got them as Eagles underdog.
Eagles is, I think.
I think the last time
they couldn't block the Bengals, and the Eagles' D-line is way better.
Mm.
And win Super Bowls, you got to have a D-line. Yeah. All the teams with good D-lines always win.
But, like, the thing that I always pay attention to as well, though, is, like, Philly, like, they can, but recently I don't feel like they've been, like, moving the ball all that well.
Nope.
Like, they've been getting good field position. So, yep. I don't think that, like, that's what's going to, like, play a role, too.
It's part of the defense. Yeah, defense puts you in position to score.
Yeah.
I mean.
But. Like, you know, Mahomes does a lot of unconventional things that.
But he hurt. He couldn't do them unconventional things against Cincinnati, so he definitely. He's going to get hit way more against.
But he gets more time to rest, too.
Why?
Because the Super Bowl's not this week, right?
It's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it still ain't going to matter. If it's a high ankle sprain, it's a 4-week injury.
That's going to be four weeks.
They're going to shoot him up. And he's still going to, man, it's 4-6, and usually closer to 6 than 4.
That man going to be.
Nigga ain't human already because he shouldn't have been playing.
Yeah, he going to be geeked up like Fable. They going to put all that. They going to juice him.
He going to get sobered up real fast by that D-line.
But, yeah, I think it's going to be a good matchup, though.
And all his receivers were hurt, too, during the game.
Yeah.
So he ain't got nobody for the Super Bowl.
He just got Kelce, who got a back injury.
Mm.
But somehow they find a way to win. They don't like running the ball. Shit's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's why I got him. You know
what I mean? But Andy Reid is going to get his revenge for them firing him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was his fault for getting the All-Star team that wasn't an All-Star team. But, I mean, it was that. And then LeBron is about to break the record.
Which
y'all think?
It's crazy because when you know, growing up watching basketball and then you see all these records, like, oh, damn, Bill Russell got 11 championships? I never thought of that.
Ain't nobody breaking
that. You know what I mean? All these other, wasn't it, Oscar Robertson, he got that many triple-doubles? That was surprising to see that one get broken.
He earned them triple-doubles. These dudes now are given triple-doubles.
Right. So now watching, like, who's about to break it? And considering he's been consistent for 20 years, that's insane.
But I think, honestly, no disrespect to LeBron, Kareem had that record and made 1-3 his whole career.
That's crazy.
Made 1-3.
But he was 7 foot tall going up against.
So most guys, his height usually break down.
Right.
He played 20 years.
Yeah.
And still was pretty good at the end.
Yeah, 19. At the like last year, right? 19, mm-hmm. average 19.
But did you see his go-to move?
It's unstoppable.
Exactly. So it's no different. Like the same reason why Tim Duncan was effective his whole career. So
why he didn't score that many points?
Because he was a team first player.
So was Kareem.
Nah, bullshit.
Yeah. You see, so was Kareem. He couldn't even put his whole heart into that one.
No, but
his heart was trying to stop his brain from saying it.
Being that you are the LeBron supporter here,
mm-hmm.
what do you think about that? The record being about to be broken.
I mean, it just, I guess it's one of those things too, because that like nobody ever thought that it would be done. Then it's the fact that like how everybody talks, like likes to say like he was sorry, like LeBron is sorry to hate on him so much. And like I just enjoy the fact that I got to see like his whole career, you know. Mm-hmm. Like we all got to see Jordan, but at the same time, yeah, we didn't get to see him from start to finish.
All right.
So like being able to
we saw Kobe.
That he's not Jordan. Said, you know, Kobe, my guy, but he's not Jordan.
We saw the replica.
Exactly.
The Wish version.
Just like we get in the retros of Jordans now.
Right.
We had the retro of Jordan in the league. But, yeah, so, like I said, just being able to see the whole career just pan out. And then, like I said,
you sound like a proud father.
Right.
Him, yeah, that's my boy. But, and then the fact that he was always like a pass first player.
Yeah.
Nah, KD was right about what he said about LeBron.
What did
he say? He's a scorer. He just happens to pass well.
I mean, that's like that's the same thing they try to say about, you know, they were like, oh, yeah, I'm a pass first quarterback, but I can run. But like,
that's your job. You pass.
But I'm just saying, like, it's the same thing. Like the fact that he be having the, like, if you look at his career and his assist numbers, like
he is fourth now.
Yeah.
I would be fourth too if I played for 20 years. Shit.
Yeah.
I'm not hating.
You're not.
I really am not.
Kobe played for 20. Kobe played for 20 years. How many years?
He's not an assistant.
He's not even top 20.
He's not an assistant, but he is a top shooting guard.
But Kobe wasn't the type to make his teammates better.
Nope.
I know.
LeBron is.
Exactly.
And he had the ball so much. There's no way he wasn't going to be able to to get them kind of assists. Name one good point guard he played with in the prime.
Mo Williams.
He played with Eric Snow. Fuck you talking about.
He's been a point guard his whole career.
Mario Chalmers.
Wow. He's about to slap him every day. They used to bully him. He'd be yelling at his ass and shit.
Get your dumb ass over here.
Booby Gibson.
Wow.
He made him so much money.
He did.
Yeah, he really did.
He should
did.
Get equity in all these sorry dudes. He done made money for.
That's why he had Rich Paul become a agent so he could start making money off the bums. He's like, fuck that. I'm getting these motherfuckers multi-million-dollar contracts. I want my percentage.
Exactly. Shit.
You give it to him, and he gonna give it to me. You never give me the money directly. You got it? You got it?
He just get a random $50,000 deposit here and there. Every time a kid sign, you get a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So what you think, Beast?
What
about the record about to be broken?
Yeah, man, I just think that's going crazy. Like, I agree with what KD said too, man. Like, you don't be like, the whole like, oh yeah, I'm not a scorer, like, bruh, because John Stockton wasn't a scorer, but you don't see him on the top 10 list of scoring. You see him as the all-time assist leader,
right,
and on the steals list or whatever like that. But, like, bruh, come on now. Like, I get it, you like the pass.
Mm-hmm.
But bro, come on now. Like, come on. There's a lot of people that.
But no,
aren't
I mean, but he said that
list.
He never said he wasn't a scorer. He said that he was a pass first type of player. Mm-hmm. So that means that he's going to think to pass the ball first. But everybody knows that he wants to pass the ball, so they want to play the passing lane. And by him being a basketball player, he's going to make the right basketball play. You giving me the layup.
Easy money.
And that's why the Dallas Mavericks did the opposite and was like, we're not going to play the passing lanes. We're going to stop the lane. And when he passed the ball, his teammates ain't made the shot. He got blamed for not being more aggressive.
That is a knock against him, though. The Dallas series, yeah.
Man, when who's that was checking him? Jose Calderon?
Nah,
or
Barea,
JJ Barea.
JJ yeah. Barea.
And he was just.
Just being passive.
Passing back out. Damn. That's fucked up. So it's all his fault, though. Gotta fight back.
Yeah.
Gotta fight back. So who you think is the next candidate to break it?
I don't even think they're in the league yet.
Yeah, probably not.
So it's not Wimby?
Who?
No.
Man, he's going to get
injured
first
year. I don't even think
he's
about to say. I'd be surprised if he stay in the league 10 years.
Right. Because what's his face? The one.
Chet Holmgren?
Yeah, the white dude. He got hurt immediately. He was supposed to be.
Monty Bates?
I saw his highlights, too. Was,
yeah, I mean, I've been watching him for a long time. Yeah. I wish he'd hurry up and get to the league before he go to jail.
Right.
I don't know what the hell happened, because he was at
Memphis.
Memphis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And shit just didn't work out.
Well, he was in jail.
No, he got hurt. And then during the tournament, Penny Hardaway kept him on the minutes restriction. Mm-hmm. So he was getting mad because he was just like, what difference does it make about a minutes restriction when it's one and done?
Right.
Like, if we lose, we out.
For the next year, I guess.
With the transfer portal the way it is, you ain't going to have me next year. Put me in the game now. And it was one of those things where he'll get put in the game. They was losing by, 15. He'll get put in the game. He'll get it down to, 6. Then his minutes will be up, and he'll take him out. Then it go back up to 12. He get back in the game, get it down to 4. Then they take him out. And then it's like the game was about to be over, and he wanted to get back in the game to just give me this one last shot to try to win the game.
That shit
and
is
Penny
dicey.
Didn't do it.
Because the minutes restriction isn't imposed by the coach, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think it's the doctor, and it's like you get fired if you don't fucking do that shit or malpractice, because if something happened,
yeah,
it's over. So
like, he just did something unheard of the other day.
He scored 29 straight.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Kind of OD.
In the college game, because you can't do that. You're supposed to pass.
Shit.
Right?
In college, you're supposed to pass around.
I'm about to say. And he know he got that blicky in the locker room. He's like, who I'm passing to? You know the play.
Hey.
Get here.
What's that? Break the triangle.
Ice out.
Hey, y'all watch RDC World?
What is that?
I know you're talking about. I don't really watch their stuff. It just randomly comes up on the feed, but I know you're talking about.
Yeah, there was this video I watched today. It was a clip. It was how coaches be when coaching players from the hood.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, you want to take them out, the player like, the fuck you talking about? You take me out. What you wishing for? I'm staying in the game. I knock your bitch ass out.
That's why I'm them soft ass coaches. Exactly. The white man be having the hood kids scared to death.
Yep.
They be like, that motherfucker might be the ops. I ain't fucking with him. Black O's be ready to fight.
Yep.
Fuck you mean?
Jawan Howard got suspended twice. He was stealing off on all the coaches. We were like, what? Watch when we shake hands. Put his hand out and pop you with the other one. Bitch, I told you. Motherfucker, you thought you was funny? You thought you was slick? Calling timeouts when the game already over?
Bitch, I'll fuck you up out here. I'll kick you in between the washer and dryer.
You thought you let this motherfucker light skin and this wavy hair fool you.
Like with that old man beard he had for 25 years.
I'm from Detroit. My man got, you know how
he
they give
50 boy.
They give what's his name credit for the shape up Steve Harvey back in the day, even though it was a headpiece. Motherfucker. I guess I can say Jalen Rose now always got the crispy lineup.
Yeah.
Motherfucker Juwan Howard done had the fresh goatee since his motherfucking rookie year in the league.
Like, yo, he can't be a rookie. He look old as shit.
Right.
That joint look like they tape it off and spray paint his mouth. That joint be sharp. Oh, he ain't never had a razor bump or nothing either. My man get a blemish-free shave.
That's fucking... Oh, man. So, yeah, so LeBron, congrats in advance, I guess. Mm-hmm.
But I think what's even more impressive is the fact that he got a triple double across the board, like an all time triple double.
Who?
LeBron. So you're gonna have all time scoring record. Then you got double digits.
He got more than Russ?
No, he don't.
No. I mean like you got 10,000. He got 10,000 rebounds. Mm-hmm. 10,000 plus rebounds. 10,000 plus assists.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's shit. And you about to be the all time scorer.
Shit. But he got lucky. He got in the era when center stopped rebounding.
Right.
But even still,
that's
like.
That's still hard to do, but I wonder how much Rondo got.
Facts.
What, rebounds?
Yeah.
At least top 20.
Probably
so. No, not even. Nope, sorry. That's disrespectful. No, that's probably like 25.
It's just so crazy.
Like sometimes you'll be surprised when you look at those lists. Mm-hmm. Rondo might be far as shit.
Yeah, he might be.
Because you got to remember, he had those good years in Boston, but then he fell off the map for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he went to the Pelicans and then started bouncing around from team to team.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I wish you would have kept him in Sacramento, but you know, like to fuck shit up.
Not this year.
Yeah,
y'all are third,
and I took. See,
shut up, bitch. Uh-huh.
What?
Nah, I saw a picture of Mike Brown with his shirt off before the season started. I was like, oh shit, we're gonna go 0-82.
I sent him a video of Mike Brown in their practice running suicides.
I know,
and he was
about.
Like, you gotta fucking turn on the Jets. You gotta turn on the motherfucking Jets.
Oh, hell
and
no.
I was just like, oh yeah, y'all gonna, y'all like, y'all about to fuck some shit up this year. And he like, not moving like that. I'm like, nah, he's changing the energy around the team. And sure enough, bitches been winning.
He figured out how to get Malik Monk to play.
Leave him alone. Michael Jordan was slapping a nigga on the fucking sideline on the bench and shit.
I mean, he ain't
calling
shit
him stupid.
He did. He slapped the shit out.
LeBron
of
was slapping him.
Huh?
LA.
No, it was Malik Monk when he was in the Hornets. He slapped the shit out of him.
He don't even realize.
Oh man.
Well, no, when he was playing for the Lakers, he wasn't doing shit. But yeah, I mean, he had his games. He did have a game where he went off and like was the reason why they won.
Yeah, but you know he's had way more than them joints in Sacramento.
Gotta give him the ball.
And Fox is hooping.
Thing is, he's not a starter.
Who?
Monk.
Yeah.
Monk is literally
J.R.
Jr. Guys that can just come in and shoot. But then if he's not on, you gotta sit that motherfucker because you'll know if he's on within like the third shot, by the third shot.
He's J.R. Smith. Mm-hmm. He's J.R.
But J.R. was fire.
Yeah.
He got the wrong rep because of that one play.
Oh, yeah, nah.
J.R. big fire. That's one of my favorite guys. Him and Nick Young. Fucking love Nick Young.
Shout out to the interviews. He be funny as a mug in his interviews.
Facts.
Him and Gilbert Arenas, like their fucking relationship is the funniest. Gilbert Arenas be bullying his son. Yeah, like Gilbert Arenas used to break into his house, spray paint like on his walls in his house.
What kind of shit is that?
Like break in the house and bully his son, or scare the shit out of the son.
That's fucked up.
That shit was hilarious.
Bullying kids.
He used to call him a bum. That he always point out when Nick Young get cooked in a Drew League game.
Did y'all listen?
Go ahead.
Did y'all listen to the John Wall interview?
No.
Recently?
Oh, yeah.
Interview by who?
Rose Bar.
He said Rose Bar.
Rose Bar.
Rose Bar interview.
But no, I think when you were talking about like when he was saying that him and Bill was like the best backcourt and that they were scared of him, and that they would have beat LeBron if they made it to the finals.
Yeah. Boy,
man, hell no,
on the title league.
Man. But he was, I mean, what he was saying was,
soon as it got to the title game, they would have played off of John Wall and put LeBron on Brad Beal to tell him you got to work.
But no, back then,
what year is this? 2015.
They had to be 17, something like that. But it was when they had like Paul Pierce and all 17, them. I think. The only reason why we ended up losing the series to Atlanta was John Wall broke his hand blocking Dennis Schroeder's shot.
Dennis Schroeder played the best defense on Wall that year. Break your hand on my shot.
And like, it was fucking, what's his name? Who was a big man? I was Gortat. So pissed. No, I think it was, I think we still had Nene.
Oh, Jesus.
Or we had, what's that?
Watching Nene is frustrating.
It was Jan Mahimi, I think it was.
Oh, God. I saw him at the hospital center way more than I saw him play.
He blocked a shot, and Mahimi couldn't get the rebound. The joint hit him all in the chest and stuff. And then somebody else came up, got it, scooped it up, and made the shot at the end. I was like, Jesus.
They can't get right. Still can't get right.
Nope. But did you see what Spencer Dinwiddie said? What did
he say?
He said basically he was like, they're just playing for contracts. They're not playing to win anything. Like, all the individual people are just playing for contracts. They're not playing as a team to for like one goal to do anything. They're all just trying to get their numbers to get a contract or basically like interviewing for other teams.
These motherfuckers stepping stone in the Wizards.
Could you blame them though?
I mean, if you're going to blame anybody, it has to be the coaches.
Yeah. Sit that bitch down. Put somebody in the actual one play.
Yeah, but like when you look at our team and like how it's built, it's nothing about it says, you know, like they're trying to build a team. Like, we be drafting. It's a
collection of people.
Yeah, it's just a collection of players. Like, I swear we've drafted a small forward for, like, the last 8 years.
Damn.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Otto Porter, Kelly Oubre.
Hoochie
Miles. What's his name? Troy Brown Jr. It was another Bama that stayed hurt. We got Hachimura, who's, like, a small forward, power forward. We got the dude Denny Avdija. Then we got Kispert. Like, fuck, we done been getting the same position each year.
That sounds more like on management than it is coaching. Yeah. Like, yeah, oh, we'll get this wingspan player right here. He'll do stuff for us.
Yeah. Who's his name? Jan? Or Jan?
Jan.
Be like, did he go to school in the Americas? Nah, we don't want him.
Great. Great. We want the dummy.
Where is he?
Who?
John
Jan Vesely?
Vesely.
I don't know. Let's look it up.
That was my homie. He used to come into Starbucks all the time.
You should have told him, you sorry as shit.
I used to tell a lot of them that. I had one dude wanting to fight me. But it's, I'm like, your hand is already broke. Sorry, motherfucker.
He playing for FC Barcelona right now.
Man, he plays soccer now?
Nah, they got a basketball team too.
My man switch sports.
Right.
They got a basketball team too.
Fuck using my hands.
Yeah. Are we gonna talk about our toxic traits?
Real quick though. I wanna talk about the fact that I wanna mention that the reason why I brought up the John Wall interview was because, like, and Gilbert Arenas, was because he had mentioned, they was talking about the Dougie that he did and how the story behind that. And the reason why he did it was because Gil was like, yeah, I'll give you some money if you do the Dougie. And he took that shit. He was like, because he was trying to make as much money as he can. He's like, man, he was like, hey, I bet you won't do the Dougie if I give you this money. And he did that shit. And I just thought that was so funny because Gil's just a fucking dude.
But it, like, the same way that the Gritty is John Morant's little signature thing right now, that was John Wall's fucking signature for
with the Dougie.
Yeah.
Yeah, then all of a sudden he just started getting hurt. Just stopped dancing.
That's his new
but
signature.
I mean, I really do think that
you should just let him have fun.
It's an issue with the medical staff in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a serious problem.
Man.
Because Gilbert Arenas was getting hurt. John Wall was getting hurt. Bradley Beal is always getting hurt. Like, strength and conditioning coach and the medical staff because they always get re-injured.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's interesting in, like, I don't, if y'all know, like, more, like, any podcasts, but I would love to listen to, like, more conversations about the business side of the NBA and, like, organizational structures. Because you mentioned that, right? The medical staff being a problem there. You would think, because it's a billion-dollar industry, billion-dollar teams, they care about making money, so they would care about
that's the
myth. The well-being or making sure their players are great so they can keep making money.
That's a myth.
They bring in the big names.
Most owners, there's only a few owners in each sport that actually want to win. Mm-hmm. Most of them, they know them. It's like you own a team, you get in the club, and you basically are going to print money. If you're an NFL owner, fuck it. If I lose, I'm still going to sell out because when Mahomes comes to play us, we're going to sell out. When Lamar Jackson comes, we're going to sell out. So they're like, fuck it. We'll let it happen.
And then they got to wait. Like, it's all, like, all of this, the whole staff and players, all of that is a part of the budget. So it's like, if I spend the money to get big name players here, I'm not gonna spend the money on the staff because the players are gonna sell the tickets, not the staff.
We're good.
No, but it's like, but it's also like, it's a good old boy network. So if you're like a respected strength coach and you have a good relationship with this person, you're gonna always have a job.
Yeah.
It has to be something really crazy that goes on for them to get rid of you.
I just think it's kind of interesting also, like, how, like, coming back to the Wizards, right? You can, just looking at them, they're not playing as a team. They don't care. They're just trying to play for contracts and bread. And it's like, on the one hand, I understand, like, as a fan, it's like, yo, that's frustrating as a mug. But then it's like, as a player, and you, as a player, you hear about how everything's a business. You look at people like Isaiah Thomas. You give your heart and soul to a team, and they trade you. And it's just like, dang, like, all right, cool. We can.
But that's for a team that's trying to win. Some teams will just pay him the money and just let him be there. He wasn't a long-term answer for him.
But then what about
– they knew that.
What about dude from the Kings? Was it from the Kings? Like
Halliburton that got traded and broke his heart?
Yeah, upset.
I was upset, but shit. If you look at it, it helped out. It helped them out because really for him, it gave him a chance to really shine and not be, because the problem we was having with him in Sacramento was him and Fox couldn't play together. So they made a decision and it ended up working out because we got back for him is really fitting our team, plays really well with Fox. It's the best Fox has played his whole career. So it was like, they had to make it. Sometimes you gotta make tough decisions in business.
But, you know, it's like, I guess what I'm trying to get at is that, like, I feel like there's a lot of things that happen behind, like, closed doors that we don't know. Yeah, on the outside looking in, we can see, oh, yeah, they not playing well together. But what's going on behind the scenes that we don't know? It's like, oh, okay, maybe.
It's a lot of things.
But it's like, I get what I'm getting at is that, like, what's...
You won't know about the inner workings.
Not just the inner workings, but it's like, okay, well, like, aside from, oh, well, these people don't play together at first, or it's taking them a longer time, or, oh, they didn't come just straight out the draft averaging 20 and 10 like they thought. As a player, your mindset is you come in and you're like, oh, shoot, like, it's not just the business. We're here to win and make you win championships, and you work really hard and you do all this shit only to get traded. So it's like, damn, you realize, like, dang, these motherfuckers don't care about me the way I thought they cared.
Is that, but it's like I said, it's a whole lot that goes on because, like, one, we look at it one way from the outside, but, like, you gotta, for a lot of people, it's like they don't even really care about the sport. It's just a job. Yeah. Then there's relationships and favoritism and all that type of shit, just like anywhere else. So, like, if you the star player and you don't like Gale, but since you the star player, you're good with ownership. So you like, you know what? I don't like, Gail needs to go. His ass is gone.
Deion Waiters and Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. Like, so it's a whole lot of things like that where, like, it's so many different things where just like favoritism being seen between, like, coaches and players where, you know, like, jealousy. Like, that's a lot of reason why people be wanting to get traded, too. It's a lot of different reasons why trades and things like that happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you're always trying to look forward. Because, like, especially if you got to look at it, you have a clock. You have to pay this person by a certain month, by a certain year. All right, what's my books looking like from the future? Am I going to be able to afford him because he's still going here? And I'm not going to be able to afford him because I'm already paying him this. I need to pay him in the next 2 years. I need to pay this person in the next 2 years. I have these picks here that I'm going to have to pay. It's like stuff like that. So, you know.
Yeah.
Not every team is able to, like, go over the cap like Golden State.
I just think it's kind of interesting also. It makes me think about, like, how one could argue that because of these things, because of a lot of things that happen behind closed doors with business and personality and favoritism and ownership and all this stuff, like, just this, the sociology part, the society of the NBA, it's, one could argue that winning a championship is that much harder because it's not even just about dealing with other teams.
It's only hard if more people actually try to win championships, but it ain't that many people that's trying to win championships.
So, like, even, like I said, even for the players, there's a lot of players in the league who are just there to collect a check.
Yep.
Somebody saw them and was like, you're good at basketball. You can make millions of dollars doing it. And they just show up.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's people who actually want to win championships. So you have to get as many people who actually want to win championships on a team in order to win.
It's like hiring for a job. Everybody that you hire isn't going to be a hard worker.
Yeah.
So what are we going? So what are you going to do? Not hire them because they're not going to work hard, or you want to fill up your quota?
Dang.
Like, for us on the outside looking in, it's like, you know, you would think that the NBA is everybody's, like, all the players' dream job, but it's really not. So the same way that you go to work sometimes and don't want to be there, it's the same thing for them.
I mean, you're an example of a tall guy who doesn't like basketball that much. Your type of people that made it to the NBA that are miserable, like Andrew Bynum.
Yeah.
He didn't like basketball. He said it. Did it because it can make him money.
It also gives insight to, like, why Kwame Brown, like, his thought process the way it is. It's like, on the outside looking in, on the one hand, it's like, yo, like, nobody's coming at your character, like, you were called a bust because you didn't average double digits. Yeah, you were still a good player, but no. I mean, well.
Go ahead. Tell your story. This man just said, yeah, you were still a good player.
Well, I mean, like.
The hell? Go ahead.
Decent player.
No.
Like, go ahead. You were still a player.
Yes.
There you go.
That did, like, little intangibles. Like, setting good picks or opening passing lanes. These are just, I'm not saying that. Okay. I know what I'm saying, but.
No, I get it.
Okay. All right. Let me just keep it. Okay. I'm just going to keep it straight. He was a bum as a player, but he keeps thinking about, he's like, oh, I wasn't a bum because I made millions for my family and I took care of my parents. And it's just like, yo, wait, nobody's
right.
Yeah, you're right. There's two truths here. Like,
but we're not calling you a bum in life.
Yeah.
We're calling you a bum in the sport of basketball.
Yeah. I see. Side note, I just don't understand. I really don't understand why he don't see that shit. And I think maybe
he
does.
The thing about, like, he knows, but like I said, like, there's certain things that, like, the mental aspect that you have to kind of get to keep yourself out of a certain space in a certain area. Just think about how, you know, people like Allen Iverson always talks about how, like, you know, him and Michael Jordan were cool, But he was like, you know, he looked up to Michael Jordan and all that. And the first thing Michael Jordan ever said to him was, "What's up, you little bitch?" like, so, you know,
how would you feel if your idol said that?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you press to be on the court with him, and you know, he trying to get, like, to him, he trying to do whatever it takes to get you off your game. So he just coming to you, be like, "What's up, you little bitch?"
No, that's a funny shit you say that, because Jerry Stackhouse was talking about, or just everybody on the Wizards was like, "Yo, Jordan was terrible to play with. Like, you looking at him as your idol, but there you playing with him on the Wizards, you're like, the fuck is this?"
Michael Jordan is part of the reason why the Wizards are sorry till this day.
Even to this day?
So, look, it's multiple things. Damn. Because Gilbert Arenas talked about it on his show one day, where Michael Jordan, when he became, like, because of how competitive he was, and, like, you watched The Last Dance, right? So you seen how they talked about, like, how he talked to his teammates and stuff like that. So the players felt like, well, damn, if he talks to us like this as a player, how is he going to talk to us when he's back, like, when he's a manager or, you know, our boss in the office? So the players went to the main owner and was like, "We don't want him up there." So that's why he ended up getting fired. Or he didn't, well, he didn't get his position back after he played for the Wizards. Mm-hmm. And so the league basically, well, not the league, but the players basically did like a blacklisted the Wizards and was like, nobody will go there in free agency because of what they did to Jordan. So, like, even though we would, like, have the money and be talking to different players and could pay players more than other teams, because of how much the league respected Jordan, they wouldn't sign with the Wizards for, like, in free agency. And when you think about it, we still haven't been able to sign any big-name players. Like, Gilbert Arenas was the only person that signed.
He wasn't even a big name.
And he wasn't a big-name player when he came here.
That's insane.
And that, like, he was just saying, he was like, when I told people I was signing with the Wizards, and they were like, "Yo, you know that they're on like the blackball list, basically."
Dang.
And we, like, the only way we get players is if we draft them or trade for them.
Yep. Dang. I never knew that. That makes a lot, because then it's like, it makes so much sense. It's like, dog, why wouldn't you come to DC? It's like,
yeah.
I'm not saying it's New York, but then again, it's.
Like, and then, I mean, some people was coming here like, shit, we drafted Andre Blatch and he got shot.
That's fucked up.
But just think, I mean, it's been going on. Like, the Brian Robinson gets drafted to Washington, to the Commanders, and gets shot. Like, we've been shooting a lot of people that's fucking.
Didn't they rob the what's his name? Advajar? Danny
Avdija?
There he is.
They might have.
I swear I seen somewhere where he got robbed. Like, damn. How you gonna rob a 6'7"?
Nigga, guns don't got a height.
Facts.
It don't matter. Like, you don't see this tall motherfucker, you gotta play ball.
That's why he got robbed.
But why are you by yourself?
It don't matter.
Where he from? Hey, like,
Turkestan?
they ain't thinking like that, because you know them white folks. They don't go everywhere.
They don't
get
to see the same news that we see. They don't know where the fuck they be at. A one wrong turn, you could be close to the damn the stadium and end up in the south side.
Yeah, well, not really, but you get around some shit. Yeah, so,
man, it's also interesting, man. Like, it's just crazy. So. Yeah, it's also interesting. Different organizations, why they ran the way they are, the business side, the decisions that go into things. Like, then you know, you're hiring people just because of relationship, not because they're good at their job. I mean, that's how it is with so many places, but it's just like, dang.
It's life.
It's so, yeah, it is life. It's life.
Like, everything that you see on a small scale happens on a bigger scale with all of these different, companies, organizations, and everything. People have jobs that they're not supposed to have because of the whole saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yep. Mm. You know what? And to top off the episode, go Kings.
That's not Stan.
Hey, just cause y'all can't catch us.
Light the beam.
Fuck that. We out.
Minority Minds Podcast.